B'tachin for Life, Shir 453, Sunday, Parshas Nitzavim.
We are explaining the importance of Sameach B'Yisurim and feeling Gamzu L'Toiva, regardless what the situation is. So one of our listeners reached out and said, what about if somebody calls us up and tells us bad news, tells us a struggle that they're struggling with? Can we still feel Gamzu L'Toiva for that person? Or you feel like an achzar, you feel like you're not feeling your friend's pain. Or even worse, let's say Rachmana Litzlan, it's a close relative. Let's say a person has a spouse that is struggling with something. Can we feel Gamzu L'Toiva? Or are we shutting ourselves off from feeling the pain of our relative? So we have to understand two ways to approach this. Number one, when it comes to a relative or a spouse, we always have to demonstrate empathy. Meaning part of being a relative of somebody, especially a spouse, is to be mishtatif with their tzar, to experience it together with them, not to leave them alone, and not to tell them to feel Gamzu L'Toiva. That doesn't make a person feel better, unless they're holding there. But that is all regarding the way you relate to them. But inside, you have to work on feeling Gamzu L'Toiva. And it's not a bad midah to try to feel Gamzu L'Toiva even on somebody else's pain, Rachmana Litzlan. Because the Yetzirah wants us to feel that this world is full of pain and full of tsar, and so many people are suffering, Rachmana Litzlan. And as we explained at great length before, this is false. This world is not full of pain. Yes, there are specific instances where there's pain. But most of this world is simcha, most of this world is bracha. And the Yetzirah wants to convince you not like that, because then you won't rely on Hashem. Then you won't feel simcha in Avodas Hashem. When somebody tells you bad news, all of a sudden you have a heter to be down. And then when you go to Meiriv, you don't daven like a mensch. And when someone comes to you to ask you for a favor, you're down and it's hard for you to do the favor. Why? Because you're being mishtatif. You're participating with somebody else's tsar. So therefore you can't do mitzvahs. That's false. That's not being mishtatif in somebody else's tsar. Feeling somebody else's pain means you come closer to Hashem, not go further away from Hashem. And therefore, when somebody else is telling you what they're going through, of course you demonstrate empathy and you try to be mishtatif together with them in their pain. But you have a job for yourself. You can't get down. You have a responsibility. You are an Eved of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the number one job of an Eved of the Ribbono Shel Olam is to maintain simcha, to feel Gamzu L'Toiva. There's nothing negative about that. That's positive. That drives you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the rule in every area in life. If you want to know if a feeling is proper or not, see if it encourages you to do more mitzvahs. If it encourages you to do Avodas Hashem properly. Feeling somebody else's pain the way other people perceive it, which means to get down and get sad, in no way brings you closer to Hashem. But working on Gamzu L'Toiva and motivating yourself will always make a person feel closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, feel Simcha. And that is the purpose of why we're here. To feel Emunah and Bitachin in the Ribbono Shel Olam.